This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Last week, Sovereignty won the Kentucky Derby. He outdueled the favorite, Journalism, down the stretch at Churchill Downs in capturing the blanket of roses that comes with the $3 million top prize. And like most Triple Crown races, the winner came from somewhere back in the pack to win. And also, like a lot of these races, the winner wasn't the favorite among the bettors. There's a race underway in Congress right now. Let's call it the Reconciliation Derby. When the gates opened back in February, it looked like a solid start. Budget resolutions in both the House and Senate were approved, and they were off, as the saying goes, at the start. Like horse racing, there's a lot of action in between the starting gates and the finish line. The Reconciliation Derby is no exception. Many of the House committees with a stake in the process have already marked up their bills in the House. But the big ones in this high-stakes race, Ways and Means and the Energy and Commerce Committee, were late scratches a week ago. So the race got delayed, and both committees are expected to mark up their portions as early as next week, though no one is at the betting window. There are many thorny issues with reconciliation, but the two getting the most attention is how much the Energy and Commerce Committee has to cut. It's about $880 billion over the 10-year window, and the likelihood is that a lot of it's going to come out of Medicaid. The threat of those cuts forcing a lot of vulnerable people off of Medicaid rolls has spooked a lot of moderate Republicans. Right now, it's all speculative. At markup, it becomes real. The other issue is salt, not table salt. I'm talking about the state and local tax deduction. We capped those deductions at $10,000 back in 2017, and members from high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, and California revolted. Current members from those states have vowed to increase that cap significantly, and they have a pretty strong hand in that matter. You see, if reconciliation fails, the salt cap goes away. So while forcing the current cap on salt really isn't much of an option, the question is, and will be, what kind of cap can they support? One that doesn't lose a lot of votes from the conservative wing, where the salt cap just isn't an issue. If Medicaid and salt were horses in this derby, it will be important that they aren't just spoilers. They both need to finish in the money. Another potential hiccup in these proceedings is the looming debt ceiling. We've already hit the debt ceiling, but with extraordinary measures, we are still able to borrow to keep the government afloat. But those days are winding down. I asked Secretary of the Treasury, Bessent, about the X date, the date where we can't borrow any more money. He was a bit vague on his answer, stating that tax returns are still coming in with revenues, but used a baseball analogy in describing our predicament, that we're on the warning track right now. But he also said America would not default on his obligations. I agree with that. But back to the Reconciliation Derby. Speaker Johnson has given the command, riders up, and the horses will soon be on the track. The weatherman has given a chance for thunderstorms at post time, so I guess it's time to sip a mint julep and just wait. Should be an exciting race. I can't wait to hear those words. And down the stretch they come. This has been a long and difficult process with much more to do. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.